One of the things we would like to speak to you about is permission for a light heart. This is a teaching from the Mother's Law, and it is one that is sometimes challenging. Most of us have an idea about how things need to be before we are able to allow ourselves a light heart. We all have different ideas about this, and sometimes we are not aware what we are carrying about this. But are you allowed to have a light heart when all the bills are paid? Are you allowed to have a light heart when everyone you know is in a good place? Are you allowed to have a light heart when work is going well? In other words, we have to watch all of these things that we may have inadvertently set up for ourselves. A light heart is something you always have permission to have. And a light heart does not mean that there is nothing else going on, nothing that you are concerned about. It does not mean that at all. But it means that a light heart can exist even while other problems in life exist. And so when we think about this, we want to think about balance, which is always a challenge. But you see, sometimes we become so attached to what is painful, what is worrisome, what is troublesome, that we end up with a very heavy heart, because we are not realizing that all those things can be in place and we can still choose a light heart. What are the things that support a light heart? They are the things that you love, the things where you allow yourself to be who you really are, to feel what you really feel, and to express what is true for you. Those are the things that will lighten the heart. And you can do that even if you have things in your life you are worried about, because we all have things in our life that we have concerns about. We cannot wait for all of those to go away before we choose to have a light heart. Now, what is the advantage of a light heart? One of the advantages is that you are then more open to the guidance of the universe. The universe loves joy. And when you're able to lighten into a joyful place, you actually open and let the universe begin to give you information that you may really need for your path. It does not mean that you cannot get it any other way, but a light heart opens everything. And being concerned and wrapped around things that do not feel good to you, that makes it more difficult to receive what is for you and to hear what it is you need to know. So when we are speaking about a light heart, we are speaking about a very powerful thing, not a frivolous one. Now, you want to be careful, because if you say to yourself, how could I possibly choose a life heart when? Be very careful about what happens after that when, because whatever happens there is the limitation that you have been taught to believe, and that you may have hung on to. You may even have felt that you are a better person if you hang on to what follows the when. But that is simply not true. The universe loves joy, and they love light hearts. And the truth of it is, you can have a light heart and a worry, but the worry must go to the outside of your field. It is there, and you can deal with it or whatever you need to do, but a light heart is in the center of you. And it is the part that not only opens you, but allows you to receive the best things that the universe has for you. So be very careful about the limitation that you put on having a light heart, because that limitation itself is a heaviness that can keep you from actually enjoying your life. And can you feel more than one thing at the same time? You absolutely can. You absolutely can. You can have a joyful light experience, but still have things on your plate which you're going to deal with, which you probably wish were not there. But you do not need to take your focus to those things, because very often you do not have power there. When you focus on your own heart and your own ability to be light, you are focusing on the things that are truly good, not only for you, but for your spirit. So, we will take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply, easily. Feel love pour in with your inhale, and release fear and burden with your exhale. Feel the universal energy above your head, and feel your crown open to receive it. Let that golden light pour into your third eye, and open your third eye widely. Feel it flow into your throat, and make your communication center free to speak truthfully and truly about who you are, about what is true for you, but without war. Feel the golden light fill your heart center, and stop and look at the beautiful garden you've created there. And let the golden light nourish it, bring it to light. Help it grow. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus, and let that golden light displace any upset, any emotional challenges that may have visited you during the week. Feel the golden light flow down through your body into your second center. And let that golden light dispel shame and judgment, leaving the second center free to purify whatever you need to purify in your life. Anything you've experienced that needs to be released, any pain you need to let go of, let that center be able to do that. See its beautiful waterfall and its ability to flow out anything you do not need to hold in your body. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the golden light in your root begin to gather in the energy of creation, the creation of this next part of your life. And feel that straight line of golden light, letting all the chakra centers communicate with each other, support each other, bring you to a firm and steady center. Bring your attention into your heart center. Find yourself in that beautiful place you have created. Drink from water that flows there to nourish your spirit. And look around your heart center until you see a path that is moving upward become illuminated. When you see that path, walk there and allow the path to become a part of you and without effort draw you upward. Find yourself in a place where you are loved, where you are known, a place that wants you to be light and free. And to know that that is the joy of the universe. And walk up the path. And come to a place where there is lightning. And watch it as it lights up the sky. And in this place, put down anything that may be difficult for you, that may be hard for you. And then step back and watch the lightning fall from the sky. And break up whatever might have been holding you back. And as the lightning returns to the sky, allow yourself to feel the freedom of what the lightning broke up and sent away from your life. Continue to walk up the path. And come to a place of creation. And see the symbol that appears for you. That is an indicator of what you will be creating. Rest the mind. Allow the symbol to come to you. breathing in love. Continue upward and come to the place of the gift. Resting your mind, allow yourself to know the gift. When you've known your gift, turn and come back down the path, breathing in love with every step you take, so that you are both full and light. Come back down the path and into your heart. And begin to breathe into your heart to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your heart, open your eyes.